Wow, I'm nervous now. Wow. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, let's do a warm-up. A sort of warm-up. So you can tell the story in a way that makes you feel better or in a way that makes you feel worse. So the story you want to tell is, so here it is, we've been here all day, and all kinds of people have been raising their hands, and only a few have been called. And everyone that's been called into the chair has been a good representation of what a lot of people want to talk about, no exceptions. And so the reason that I got to come here is because I'm full of something that's of benefit not only for me, but a lot of other people. And so isn't this a wonderful way to wrap up the day? And time is nearly up, and Abraham is rambling on and on and on and taking up my precious time. But so here I am, all queued up in a vortex that is open to infinite intelligence. No pressure there. What is it? What is it that you would like to talk about?
Okay. I don't know if I'm not okay. I'm gonna not think about it. I'm just gonna ask the question. I've been going to AA meetings and to tell you the truth, I'm not sure that I'm an alcoholic.
You just go for the fun of the meeting?
I'm embarrassing myself talking about this, but I think it's like more like looking for a place where I think I belong to. You know, going from place to place, trying to belong somewhere.
And well, we want to say to you that your impulse to go there and the strong impulse that you had to go there means that there's something of value for you there. It doesn't mean that everything there just fits the bill exactly, but there's a reason that you felt that way. In other words, that was an inspiration. It's a step along the way. It doesn't mean you are an alcoholic, and it doesn't mean that you will be there forevermore, but it does mean your impulse to go, we can feel, came from a feeling that there was something there for you. And so if we were standing in your physical shoes, we'd hang around, we'd listen. Sometimes you're inspired to go to a place for what you can give as much as for what you can get from it. Sometimes you do go someplace for the companionship of it, and there is nothing funny about that. Do you know that those AA meetings that are held around this planet have more people who are of the family of teachers than almost any other segment of the population? In other words, they are strong desirers. The people who have been given by themselves or by others the label of alcoholic are those who have very fast streams going, who have somehow got crossways of that current, who then have reached for the whatever in order to suppress the feeling of discord. So predominantly, there are people there that have very fast moving streams. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing for you to feel uncomfortable about. Play it out and see if there is something that comes from it. If we were standing in your physical shoes, in relationships, in group structures like that, in employment, in even places that we live, our attitude would be, I'm temporarily here for the benefit that I can receive and give. I'm temporarily here. In other words, don't make statements of this is where I belong forever and ever and ever. This is just something that felt good. The wedding vows would go, I like you pretty good, let's see how it goes. Uh-huh. And we would apply that to everything. We would say that to prospective employers, but not to their face. I like you pretty good, let's see how it goes. To prospective lovers, but not to their face. I like you pretty good, let's see how it goes. You feel just right for me right now. I wouldn't feel this impulse to participate here if there was not value for me, but please don't ask me to always be here, because the prospective value will just keep changing and changing and changing and changing, and I must go with it, because I must keep up with who I am. I cannot become less. I must keep reaching for that which I am. Mm-hmm. We haven't given you a chance to say very much, and yet you've said so much with all of this.